The best way we can concentrate during chanting. Two things are there. That there is the, or rather three things. Now our consciousness is currently at a physical level, mental level, and a spiritual level. We are souls, but our consciousness is distributed. Right now, physically I'm here, but my mind is also thinking of something else. So our consciousness gets split normally. So now, these are different tracks on the which the consciousness goes. So we should, to focus in chanting, you try to put Krishna on as many of the tracks as possible. So that means we are chanting the holy names. So chanting in the mind, we chant it aloud, and softly, not in the mind only. Then we are putting it on the track of the track of the ears. So that's one thing. Then with respect to the mind, we want to focus the mind in chanting. But the mind also runs here and there. So we can bring in the subtle, at the mind mental level, there is the intellectual and the emotional side. So we can try to bring both, make both involved in the process of chanting. So involving the intellectual level means that if for a few minutes before we start chanting, or for a few minutes when the mind is wandering too much during chanting, we take a little break and try to contemplate some glories of the holy name. You might hear some classes about how important it is to fix the mind on Krishna, how important it is to become purified. So we can make some summary notes, some striking points, some important verses, some very analytical philosophical points, put them in a small pocket diary or in a phone or something like that, and keep that ready. And just read that. So at that time, if we read it, we get that intellectual strength about why do I need to chant? We know at all, this is Krishna, this is Yuga Dharma, this is that. But those sort of standard reasons may not convince us at that time. So if you have something tangible written down, that will give intellectual impetus to the effort. Krishna also says, Evam buddhe param buddhva samstabhya atmanam atmana. With intelligence, fix yourself on the spiritual platform. Fix the mind on the spiritual platform. That's intellectual. Second is emotional. Emotional means that ultimately chanting is meant to trigger our spiritual emotions, to fill us with love for Krishna. But because right now, we do not realize that Krishna's name and Krishna are not different, that they are the same. We don't realize that. So when you, for example, you know, when you say Anish, no? When you call out Anish, there's an emotion which comes in your mind. Because you associate the name Anish with your child. That will not happen, that doesn't happen, especially when you're chanting Father, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You're not really thinking of Radha and Krishna at that time. So because that connection between the name and the person doesn't happen in our consciousness right now, that's why when we chant, spiritual emotion is not evoked. So we need to evoke spiritual emotion in some other way at that time. Some other way means that we can evoke it by thinking of what is it that evokes spiritual emotion in us. Maybe some kirtan, we really feel very good by that. Or some darshan, some deity, some specific darshan, we feel very inspired and attracted by that. Or some pastime of Krishna, which we remember, we feel, yeah, Krishna loves so much his devotees, Krishna. And this is the Lord that I am trying to love. Or some shlokas, some songs. So we, whatever triggers our spiritual emotions, you know, we keep that ready with us. Just keep that special kirtan, special bhajan in your recording, iPod or a phone or something like that. And when you're feeling as if completely, the chanting is like completely mechanical, dry, then we can try to trigger that spiritual emotions. So then with the emotional and the intellectual power with us, we'll be able to fix the mind on the holy name. If actually our consciousness comes in contact with Krishna. So physically we try to make our environment conducive. Mentally we try to use the emotional and intellectual power. And spiritually, if we just are able to focus on the holy name, we'll find the effect. We'll feel ourselves becoming calmer, our head becoming clearer. And then we will ourselves become convinced. Yes, chanting is important. Pratyakshavagamam dharmam susukhangartamavaya. So that we will ourselves realize that we feel, yes, I should chant. So at the spiritual level, sometimes children are very restless. So mother wants to give some food to the child, but the mother doesn't want to take it. Child just shakes his head here and there. No, no. The mother somehow holds and puts it in the mouth. And then the child tastes, this is nice, I want it more. So once the child tastes it, we'll accept it. But till the child tastes, there will be restlessness. So like that, initially when we chant, we will find that it's just so burdensome, so tiring, I just don't feel like doing it. But if somehow we can force ourselves, then once the contact with Krishna happens, then the mind will say, this tastes good, why am I resisting this? So Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita 18:37 that yattadagrevishyamiva pariname amrutopama, that that which tastes like poison in the beginning will taste like nectar in the end. So that initially, what you need to know here, when we are chanting, we are not able to concentrate. It is the mind which is not allowing us to concentrate. But the mind also makes us think, for all your next 1.5-2 hours, you'll struggle like this. It's too much of a burden. Don't bother, struggle only. Just give up. But it's not necessary that you're going to struggle like that for the next 1.5 hours. Nor is it that the mind will say, oh, this is how you'll have to struggle throughout your life. Better stop chanting only. Give it up. But it's not like that. But there is an initial layer of poison, and you penetrate through that. There is nectar waiting for us. So, even if somehow, by drawing our intellectual and emotional powers, you can bring some contact.